I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. What's it like to be a Sudanese Muslim background believer? Many times you'll get an answer to that question from outside of Sudan. One exiled believer we're calling D said he gave his heart to Christ in 1995.
This story of persecution continued from 1997 up until 2001. I have been in prison about six times. Was tortured so many times by the Sudanese Islamic Authority, and that forced me to look for a new refuge, and that's why I am no longer in the country.
And despite Sudan's effort to stamp out the body of Christ, more people are giving their hearts to follow him. Persecution has become part of their DNA. Please pray for strength and perseverance for these believers as the gospel continues to spread. And ministries are gearing up for the Christmas season and encouraging Christians to get involved in the Great Commission in unique ways. SOAR International is collecting gifts for Stuff a Stocking and other Christmas projects for their ministry in Russia. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says,
Christmas provides a unique opportunity that SOAR has to reach the people of Russia with the gospel. Christmas is a holiday they celebrate and one that they acknowledge, and so it opens a door to allow us to reach a little bit more than we normally would.
Please be praying for guidance for the ministry. SOAR is seeking God's wisdom as they wait to see how things might change for them due to Russia's anti-proselytizing law. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News. It's a service of One Way Ministries, uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help ministries around the world be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Look for it at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.